When researcher Josh Santarpia stands at the foot of a bed, taking measurements with a device that can detect tiny, invisible particles of mucus or saliva that come out of someone's mouth and move through the air, he can tell whether the bedridden person is peeking or not just by looking at the readout on his instrument. So clearly the particles that person is putting out are being breathed in by someone that is 5 feet away from them, at the foot of their bed, says Santarpia, who studies biological aerosols at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Do they contain virus? I don't know for sure. He and his colleagues are doing their best to find out. Already, using another contraption that looks like a fancy dustbuster, they've sucked up air samples from 11 isolation rooms that housed 13 people who tested positive for COVID-19 infection, all of whom had a variety of mild symptoms. In those air samples, researchers found the genetic fingerprint of the virus. It was more than half of the samples that we took. It was fairly ubiquitous, says Santarpia, but the concentrations were really pretty low. Finding the genetic material doesn't necessarily mean that there's viable virus that could potentially make someone sick, he cautions. Some preliminary evidence indicates that this might be the case, but the team wants to do more work and try and be as certain as we possibly can whether or not certain samples had infectious virus in them or not. They want to know that with a high degree of confidence because the question of whether or not the coronavirus can be airborne is extremely contentious right now, and it's a question that has real implications for what people should do to avoid getting infected. How far can droplets travel? In fact, studies show that given various combinations of an individual patient's physiology and environmental conditions, such as humidity and temperature, the gas cloud and its payload of pathogen-bearing droplets of all sizes can travel 23 to 27 feet, she wrote in a recent article published online by the Journal of the American Medical Association. At a briefing by the White House's Coronavirus Task Force on Tuesday, a reporter asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, about the potential for the coronavirus to travel 27 feet. This can really be terribly misleading, said Fauci, who then reared his head back and mimicked making an enormous sneeze. If you go way back and go, at you, and go like that, you might get 27 feet. So when you see somebody do that, get out of the way. Fauci went on to say he was disturbed by headlines about the virus traveling such distances because that's misleading. That means that, all of a sudden, the 6-foot thing doesn't work. The virus traveling distances that might be achieved after a vigorous sneeze is not what we're talking about when it comes to social distancing, Fauci said, defending the 6-foot guideline.